Welcome to this podcast from Control Risk, the world's premier specialist risk consultancy. We currently record more incidents of so-called tiger kidnapping in Brazil than in any other country in the world. To explain what this crime involves and who it is most likely to affect, I'm joined by Joe Smith, who's the special risk analyst for the Americas region here at Control Risks. Joe, thanks for joining us. First of all, what is a tiger kidnap?
A tiger kidnap is the name given to a sophisticated form of kidnapping, and unlike in a traditional kidnap, it doesn't involve kidnappers demanding a ransom payment for the release of their victims. Instead, it typically involves a criminal gang taking a company employee and their family or loved ones hostage before then forcing that employee to steal cash or valuables from their place of work.
Is this crime actually referred to as tiger kidnapping in Brazil?
Well, tiger kidnapping is a term which has typically been used to describe this kind of crime in English-speaking countries such as Ireland and Northern Ireland, where it has traditionally been more common. I haven't actually seen the term translated literally into the Portuguese, so most incidents in the Brazilian press are just referred to as kidnaps or robberies or a combination of the two. They are sometimes referred to as the sapatinho crime in Brazil, and sapatinhos are like little children's shoes, so the idea is that the victim would be forced to enter their workplace and carry out a robbery without making any noise or drawing any particular attention to themselves.
And why are we talking about this crime now in Brazil?
Well, I guess there are two primary reasons. Firstly, although it's not a new problem in Brazil and it is something that we at Control Risks have recorded in the country for a while, it is a crime that we're recording now with greater regularity. So just to give you some context, we've already recorded almost as many incidents of this crime in 2017 as we did in the whole of last year. The second reason is that even before this year's spike, we were recording tiger kidnapping in Brazil more regularly than anywhere else in the world. There are normally significant levels of planning and forethought that have to go into this crime, so incidents in other countries where it's traditionally been common have actually only typically been few and far between, whereas in Brazil, so far this year, we've recorded a case on average every 10 days. And since the start of last year, we've seen incidents in 15 different states across the country, including in places where traditional kidnapping for ransom is uncommon.
And can you tell us a bit about which businesses are most likely to be affected?
The largest numbers of victims are employees of financial institutions or banks. Together with their family members, they account for the victims in about 75% of all cases. There's even been some discussion of legislation which would stop bank employees from having access to bank safes because of the direct targeting of this sector. But tiger kidnappers are also known to target other organisations that they know will have access to significant quantities of cash or other valuables on their premises. So some gangs have therefore diversified away from targeting banks and have started hitting softer targets which are likely to have less stringent security measures in place, including places like post offices or petrol stations. But there are also other gangs that have diversified to targeting hard targets other than banks, and there have been a few major heists in the last year which have included an element of tiger kidnapping. There's one particularly high profile case from June where a gang of more than 30 criminals carried out an elaborate tiger kidnap targeting a multinational security transport firm. During that incident, they reportedly held a total of 11 people captive and ultimately stole up to 9 million reais, or the equivalent of $2.75 million.
So do tiger kidnappers target specific employees within these companies?
Yes, definitely. Tiger kidnappers don't just select their victims based on who they work for, but also on that individual victim's profile. So they will be weighing up how easy it will be for them to pull off a kidnap and to hold the victims captive, and also the level of access that individual victim will have to cash at their company's site. What this normally means in Brazil is that most tiger kidnappers typically target members of company middle management who may not follow as stringent security protocol as their superiors, but who will be more likely to have access to cash than perhaps their subordinates would.
Right, and how do most cases unfold in the end?
Tiger kidnappers operate quite differently from other types of kidnappers in the country, but they do tend to follow a pattern. A large proportion of for ransom kidnappers and the majority of express kidnappers would favour carrying out an abduction while their victims are out in the open or travelling between two locations. Most tiger kidnappers, on the other hand, will target people typically at their homes. This is partly because tiger kidnappers are on the whole more sophisticated and therefore capable of overcoming some of the basic security measures that most people will have in place at their homes. But it's also partly because tiger kidnappers will be looking to hold the whole family captive throughout the ordeal. And they're most likely to find the whole family together at their home than in any other location. The initial break-in and the abduction itself normally happens in the evening once everyone has returned home from work or from school. And then the robbery at the company site will normally take place early the following morning. I think it's probably worth highlighting that the fact that most incidents begin at the employee's home outside of office hours also has implications for how businesses think about managing the security of both their personnel and their assets.
And so what's the outlook for tiger kidnapping in Brazil?
The increase in tiger kidnapping that we've recorded in Brazil fits into the broader deterioration of security and the increase in criminal activity that we've seen in Brazil over the last couple of years. Specifically, the economic crisis of 2015 and 2016, which led to severe fiscal imbalances and impacted state government's abilities to fight crime effectively within their jurisdictions, while also boosting things like unemployment and poverty, which are some of the socioeconomic drivers for criminal activity. Although we're now starting to see the economic situation slowly improving, there will likely be a bit of a lag before we start to see a significant improvement on the security front, especially given the complexity of the criminal landscape in the country. So in that context, it's unlikely that we're going to see a big reduction in tiger kidnapping in Brazil in the next year or two.
Okay, we'll leave it there. That was Joe Smith, Special Risks Analyst for the Americas here at Control Risks. And thanks to you all for listening to this podcast from Control Risks. Bye for now.